Turkey hunting is one of my favorite things. And one of the key tools I use for turkey hunting is the Onyx Hunt Map. I use it incessantly when I'm hunting turkeys. Being able to find a new piece of public or gaining permission on private opens up opportunities for gobblers. Onyx Hunt has a special offer for you this spring. Use the code MEATEATER to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt. You'll find more birds this season. I'm telling you, I rely on Onyx Hunt when I'm hunting turkeys. It is an invaluable turkey hunting tool. Hey, I'm excited to share our newest sponsor here on the Meat Eater podcast, which is Poncho Outdoors. The reason I'm excited is I buy their shirts anyways. Dude, they make some good shirts. And they even have an option where if you're like a skinny dude, you can click like the skinny dude thing. It's great. Based in Austin, Texas, Poncho is committed to crafting the world's best outdoor shirts for men. Poncho is only sold on their own website. So head over to ponchooutdoors.com. Use code MEATEATER for a free hat or t-shirt with any purchase of a shirt. Poncho offers free shipping and returns, so you can try them out risk-free. Outdoor adventure won't wait for engine problems. Things like hard starts, rough performance, and lost fuel economy are often caused by fuel gum and varnish buildup. Seafoam can help your engine run better and last longer. Simply pour a can in your gas tank. Hunters and anglers rely on Seafoam to keep their engines running the way it should the entire season. Pick up a can of Seafoam today at your local auto parts store or visit seafoamworks.com to learn more.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by Steve, Michael, Keith, Mary, Claire, Cody, Logan, and Brad. This is normally a 10-round quiz show with questions from Meat Eater's four verticals, but today, because we're at the First Light store in Haley, we're bringing back the meat pole game. This is a test of how much you know about your fellow hunters and anglers. Now, I have some high hopes for some of our First Light players today, especially those that deal with customers all the time. You should be really in tune with what Meat Eater listeners, you know, have going on in their world. Keith, you feel okay about, you know, your customers?
Like, he asked them what they think about Bigfoot?
Keith, do you?
You know, they just want to tell me all about it, honestly.
Yeah, okay.
Cody's a Bigfoot connoisseur of the group.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember how it happened, but it did happen. Ended up talking for 45 minutes, not doing any work, but talking about Bigfoot on the phone with the customer.
Okay.
In the end, he's like, do you have these in XXXXL?
That's the kind of customer service you'll get here at First Light. You call to ask about the Uncompahgre jacket, and Cody might entertain you for 45 minutes with Bigfoot stories.
Yeah, I'm your guy. Absolutely.
Okay.
What's the biggest sock you make?
Mm-hmm. Now, between games, we just finished another game. The Logan and Claire smack talk has continued. Claire declared Logan that you were condescending when you guys play trivia together, so it was very satisfying for her to beat you that last game.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I would also like to point out that when this new format aired a couple of weeks ago, she didn't like it at all.
People don't like it.
But as you were explaining the rules, she was nodding and smiling. Like, I think she's riding a little high right
okay.
now.
Okay, wow. The Claire and Logan rivalry continues.
People don't like the format, right, still? Because you haven't fine-tuned it yet.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
You've addressed my primary problem.
Yeah, okay, sure.
And then the scoring, is it not so complicated
anymore? We've simplified the scoring as well. And, you know, people are going to have to like it because this is what we're going to do on the live tour
coming up
this spring. If you're coming to the live tour and you are part of the audience, you are going to be part of the group that is surveyed that night. So we're going to bring this similar concept to each city, and we're going to learn about those folks that are sitting in those chairs and what their personal experiences and personal tastes are when it comes to the outdoors.
Yeah, meaning when you come into the live shows, and I'll run through the dates in a minute, when you come into the live shows, there's going to be a code, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a code you hit on your phone. So we can survey every person there. It's not like Spencer has to go talk to them all.
Uh-huh.
Out in front of the Bigfoot booth. I'm joking. We're not gonna have a Bigfoot booth there, but that was an inside joke. Anyways, you can hit a code and take a survey. So when we play the survey game, when the audience plays the survey game at the end of the show, mm-hmm. you're being surveyed about the people next to you.
Yeah,
like people here tonight. What mm-hmm. percent of people here tonight? Blank.
Yeah, we'll see what Steve thinks about our audience at each show. Maybe it'll be insulting. Maybe he'll be very flattering.
Yeah, but you'll be able to look around you and be like, I don't know what the hell these people think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the survey show will go. Can I hit the dates?
Yeah.
We'll be doing this Mesa, Arizona, which is one of those places where it's like, it's kind of Phoenix. Mesa, Arizona, Mesa Art Center, April 23. San Diego, California, the Balboa Theater, April 24. Anaheim, California, the Grove of Anaheim, April 25. Then I go spearfishing with my buddy Greg. And then we do Sacramento at the Crest Theater, April 27th. Then we go to Salt Lake City, Utah, the Union Event Center, April, what am I on now? April 29. That's another day off. I'm going to try to hunt turkeys that day. Boise, Idaho, the Egyptian Theater, Tuesday, April 30. Then my old hometown, Missoula, at the Wilma Theater, May 1st. I got a million stories about the Wilma, which I'll tell at the Wilma. Spokane, Washington, on May 2nd, the Bing Crosby Theater. Portland, Oregon, Revolution Hall, May 4. And wrapping up in Tacoma, Washington, at Pantages Theater, May 5.
So we're bringing this game to you guys. There's other parts of the show yep. as well. There'll be a lot going on. This is
three ring circus.
One of those elements. Sometimes it feels like more rings than mm-hmm. just three.
Are we getting that Tuesday off? Are we getting that Tuesday off to come see the show?
Yes.
You hear that, guys?
Clay.
Can't go back on that now.
Clay Newcomb, who's going to every show, he's bringing his guitar, and he's going to, on the last leg of the tour, Chester the Divester. I almost did his old. Well, I still have him in my phone. As I don't even want to say it. My kids are. I was like, "What's a?" Like, it's a person that messes everything up. But Chester the Divester, Chester the Midwester.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he is right now because he was Chester the Investor when he got into Bitcoin.
Yep.
He was Chester the Divester when he got out of Bitcoin. Now he's Chester the Midwester. He did the opening act at the last leg, but Clay himself is getting up and singing a tune every night for the new tour.
It's going to be special.
Yeah.
Now, here's how this game works. I surveyed 600 Meat Eater listeners and asked them questions about personal experiences and personal preferences. Your job is to predict their answers. There will be one round per player with a bonus round at the end. Each player will take a turn as the guesser. When it's your turn to be the guesser, you'll answer a question that's related to my polling data. All answers are in the form of percentages.
Then, Chester the guesser. That's
after the guesser has provided their number, our other players will predict if the real answer is higher or lower. The guesser will receive points based on how close they get to the real answer, and the other players will receive points based on if they correctly choose higher or lower. Steve, you're the only one who's done this before. Do you have any tips for your competitors?
I got a tip for you.
Oh, okay.
I think that all players should write down the number they think it is.
We'll try that at some point. Today we're doing the higher or lower version. Now, before we play, we'll do a practice round to make sure everyone is comfortable with the format. For the practice round, Steve is going to be the guesser. That means Steve will provide an answer, and after he's done so, everyone else will predict if the real answer is higher or lower than Steve's answer. Now, Steve, what percentage of Americans have called the police because of a neighbor? This wasn't part of my polling. This is some Pew research. So it's what percentage of Americans have called the police because of a neighbor? Think out loud here. Have you ever
think out loud?
Yeah. Have you ever called the police,
dude,
because of a neighbor?
Listen, I don't want to tell it right now. I will tell you a crazy ass story about calling the police.
Okay. You're not going to do it now. Has a neighbor ever called the police because of you?
Well, I don't know. Two police call-ins. It's the wildest story. But I don't want to tell it on the air.
Uh-huh.
My guess is going to be 30 because people live a long time.
Uh-huh. So Steve's answer is 30. Now, everyone else, you need to think about if the real answer is higher or lower than that.
Like, my neighbors are making too much noise. My neighbors are fighting out in the street.
Sure. Parked in the wrong spot. Could be 30. Anything. 30. Does everyone know?
16.
Now, if you think it's higher than that, you'll raise the green paddle. And if you think it's lower than that, you'll raise the red paddle.
16.
Is everybody ready? Raise your paddles. We have Brad going higher, 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 lower, higher, higher, higher. The real answer is 23%.
So I want to stick with my original answer at 30.
Okay. So Steve, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now
I want to tell my story so bad, but it's, dude, I'll have to.
What is
later.
It? A time issue? Is it like a legality
issue?
No, it's
issue? A real sensitivity
your kids
issue.
Kids might hear this.
It's a sensitivity issue.
Okay. Okay. Our audience is titillated, but there's no payoff here. Steve is not. He's not going to tell you the story.
He might now, tell it on the live tour, though.
Maybe in Missoula. Maybe in Missoula.
It is a Missoula story.
Okay.
And it happened
there we
right
go.
By the Wilma.
Uh huh. There's your tease. Buy a ticket to the Missoula show. Now, the scoring will be in the description of this episode. You can refer to that. But if you're right on the nose, you'd get 20 points. If you're 5 off, you're 15. 10 off, 10 points. And if you correctly predict higher or lower, you get 5 points. Now, before we get started, let's talk a bit of strategy. As a reminder, this is polling data of my survey from 600 Meat Eater listeners. These are not just some yahoos outside of a Kenosha Sears. Next, your best opportunity to score points is by doing a great job when you're the guesser. You can earn up to 20 points as the guesser, while everyone else can only get 5 points by correctly answering higher or lower. So your one opportunity as the guesser is very important. And just like with every other episode of Meat Eater Trivia, there's $500 on the line. Our winner will get to choose where the $500 donation goes. Is everybody ready?
Yeah, I got another little thing for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Isn't it in golf you're trying to get a low score?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So if you did what I'm saying, everybody picks the number.
Uh-huh.
But you're chasing a low score.
There you go.
So your number off from reality
Steve
is your
Steve is
score.
On to something.
Yeah.
We'll work it out for live. Today we're doing the ping pong battles.
Okay.
Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
Question one, this will be for Brad. Brad, what percentage of anglers said they've lied about the size of a fish before?
Oh, man.
The question was, have you ever lied about the size of a fish? They had to say yes or no. So what percentage of anglers said they've lied about the size of a fish before?
I mean, I feel like everyone's guilty of exaggerating a little bit.
Okay. Is that yourself included, you're saying?
I just think every fisherman, you know, you don't...
How many fishermen admit it?
Yeah, there's an interesting honesty play at work here.
I'm assuming that these people are going to be honest here with Spencer's poll,
yeah,
since it's anonymous, right?
It is anonymous when they're answering, so that they're just lying to themselves.
Did they call my kid?
What would your kid's answer be?
Every time he looks in the water. It's like you see, I'm like, are you sure? Because I just looked down there too.
So Brad, what percentage of anglers said they've lied about the size of a fish before?
I'm going to go relatively high. I'm going to say like 85%.
85%. Everyone else will now decide if the real answer is higher or lower than 85%. Is everybody ready? Raise your paddles. We have Claire saying higher. Mary saying lower, Michael saying lower, Cody saying higher, Logan saying higher, Keith saying lower, Steve saying lower. The correct answer was 42%.
They're lying.
So they're just lying again.
They're lying to themselves.
They're caught in a web of lies.
Yeah, you're interviewing compulsive liars.
That's a good baseline question to start with.
There you go. According to a 2023 survey of American adults, the average person lies 2 times per day. The study found that about 40% of people lie on their resumes and 90% of people lie in their dating profile. The worst offenders of all, though, are politicians who are shown to lie once every 5 minutes during a debate.
And fishermen.
and fishermen. They even lie about their lies.
How do you lie on your dating profile? You don't actually like long walks on the beach?
Height.
Who has a dating profile? Who has a dating profile in here right now? No one's admitting it? Okay. Yes, we'll never.
I'm on Hinge. Find me.
If you're in Haley, you can find Cody on Hinge. Hinge, Cody, how would you lie? How would you lie about your profile?
I don't lie on my profile.
Oh, he doesn't lie. Okay, no.
He's part of the 10%.
He says,
"I got some dog photos on there though."
You don't do fish pictures?
No,
because I've been told you want to do like. You kind of chilling, and then you doing what you love.
That's what you're told.
But I got married before this was even a thing, so I got no. I've never. Done
I'm just
it.
Doing my best. I don't even know. I'm either.
Okay.
Either. The fish pick is divisive, though. Like you know, there are like two trains of thought. It's like you have it out there, so then the girl just like knows what you are, and then there's other
a
people.
Liar.
Yeah,
yeah. The two schools of
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, you lie
there.
About the size of the fish in your fish picture.
Yeah, and then later when you do get together and you're in trouble for fishing all the time, you'd be like, dude,
you should have known.
I'll refer you back to my profile.
Exactly.
It was all me fishing.
Yeah.
That was just a representation of what I do
as advertised.
When you come to Haley, then you come to the First Light store, and then you also download Hinge, and you'll find Cody there with his fish and dog pictures. But
how
not
they
lying.
Find you there? Do they
not
got,
lying.
Like a, it's just it's under your name. Like
yeah,
if
it's
I want
your
to
name.
Go look.
You put like your mileage where you want to like travel to.
Uh-huh.
I'm around like 15 miles. So,
okay, that was question one. Question two is for Claire. Claire, what percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather own 30 acres of water instead of 10 acres of land?
Hold on, say that again.
What percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather own 30 acres of water instead of 10 acres of land? Think out loud here, Claire. Which one of those would you pick? 30 acres of water. 10 acres of land.
I would pick 10 acres of land, but okay. I'm not a big, I mean, if you own 30 acres of water, you're like, you have your own little lake and 30 acres is pretty big. You could have a boat on that.
So what percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather own 30 acres of water instead of 10 acres of land?
I think it's probably big with our audience because our audience is a lot of lake fishermen. I'm not a big lake fisherman, so I would not pick this myself, but it's higher than 50%, so I'm going to go with like 72%.
Okay, Claire's saying 72%.
Let me reach for my lower paddle.
72% of outdoorsmen would rather own 30 acres of water instead of 10 acres of land. Does everybody have their paddle ready? Go ahead and raise your paddles. We have Mary saying lower, Michael saying lower. Everybody is saying lower. Everybody was right. The correct answer was 19%.
Damn.
19% would rather have the 30 acres of water instead of the 10 acres of land. According to data from Texas, the average price of an acre of land is $2,500, while the average price of an acre of surface water is $4,500. That means in Texas, the 30-acre lake would be worth about $100,000 more than the 10 acres of land.
So, I mean, economically, if you were
sure,
people are paying that much more for.
Well, how many private 30-acre lakes are there out there? Not many.
Yeah. And then you're talking about down there. You're talking about some volatile shoreline too, man.
So more folks want the 10 acres of land, though. Question three. This is for Mary. Mary, what percentage of outdoorsmen said they're currently subscribed to an outdoor magazine? Are you subscribed to any outdoor magazines?
I don't need to. My husband has a magazine collection that is epic.
Really? What does he subscribe to?
Oh, all the hunting magazines.
So he sends off those little cards that fall out of the magazines. He just buys them.
Can I say this? He's a magazine whore.
Okay. Yeah. You did. So Mary, what percentage of outdoorsmen said they're currently subscribed to an outdoor magazine?
I'm going to say 65%.
65%. Everyone else, you have your paddles ready. Raise your paddles.
Subscribed.
Everybody is, what are you going with, Logan? Everyone is saying lower, except for Logan is saying higher. The correct answer is 38%. So everybody except Logan got that one right. A 2017 study found that 41% of American adults are subscribed to a newspaper or magazine, and a 2023 study found that there are now more magazines today than ever before, despite readership being at an all-time low.
Huh. I want to get a cross-draw bandolier for these paddles.
There you go.
They sit like that dude in mm-hmm. Battle of Buster Scruggs who wears his pistols real high.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should like have a gear company that can make that kind of thing. A paddle holder for Steve. We're on to question four. This is for Michael. Michael, what percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather own a knife that never dulls instead of waders that never leak? So you get two choices. You could either have a knife that never dulls or waders that never leak. What percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather own the knife instead of the waders? Which one would you pick?
Oh, come on.
I go knife. Never dulls.
Dude, listen, sharpening a knife is a lot quicker than patching waders.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking like how many people are actually running waders, right? So of the 600,
But you're not doing what you want. You're supposed to be thinking about what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about the people who don't even use waders? Yeah.
600 Meat Eater listeners were surveyed for this. And they were asked if they'd rather have the knife that never dulls.
Like I'm wondering, you know, it's 500 whitetail hunters, right? They're not using waders.
Okay.
So I'm going to go 67%.
He's saying 67% would rather have the knife that never dulls instead of the waders that never leak. Is everybody with their paddles ready? Go ahead and raise your paddles. We have Cody saying lower, Logan saying lower, Keith saying higher, Steve saying lower, Brad saying higher, Claire and Mary saying lower. The correct answer is 69%. You were only 2% off. That is our best guess yet.
I was going to say 69, but felt like it wasn't appropriate, so I dulled it down two.
For being within 5 points, then, you will get 15 points. Well done, Michael. Steve, you're still convinced that you'd rather have the waders than never leak, though.
You're a beaver trapper, though.
Well, yeah, because I like sharpening knives. I hate fixing waders.
Mm-hmm. According to a 2023 study, Americans are the most obsessive about sharp knives. It found that the United States has 35% of the global knife sharpening market, with the number expected to rise in the coming years. They said the key factors in America's knife sharpening interest are the popularity of cooking shows and the increase of preparing meals at home during the pandemic. So 69% would rather have the knife than never dulls. Now, as a reminder, Steve had noticed in the past that in this game, it seemed like an inverse, the leaderboard, than a typical game of Meat Eater Trivia, right? Because Corinne took a thorough victory the first time we played this.
Yep, she can't play trivia.
Well, she can, but yeah, Corinne's shaking her head, not as well. Phil? Give us a leaderboard update.
All right. We have got Logan and Claire with 5 points apiece. Coming up next are Cody and Mary, who have 10. We've got Steve and Brad with 15. Keith with 20. And first place is Michael. He's got 30 points.
Well done, Oof. Michael.
The single most valuable tool I have for chasing turkeys next to my scatter gun is the Onyx Hunt app. If I'm hunting turkeys, I'm using Onyx. If I'm not hunting turkeys, I'm using Onyx. I'm always using Onyx. I live by that stuff. I can't tell you the number of birds this app has put me on by allowing me to easily find new areas to hunt. It's invaluable. I use it all the time. Even properties I know super well. And I'm at my buddy Bubbly Doug's house. I'm using Onyx, and I've hunted this place a million times. With their compass mode, I can pinpoint exactly on the map where a gobble rang out from and then figure out the perfect spot to set up. Meaning, if I'm sitting there, let's say I'm at Bubbly Doug's and I'm in the navel, and I hear, pow, I'll like instinctively pull up Bubbly Doug's place on X, and I'll look at the topography and I'll be like, oh, that sucker must be over in that little opening over there. Waypoints also, and the ability to share them, okay, comes in handy every spring. Whether that's revisiting old waypoints where I've been on birds before or sharing them to Buddies to help put them on birds. This app will help you find more turkeys. OnX Hunt has a special offer for you, too. Use code MEATEATER to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt this turkey season. Man, I just got a new truck. Before I even drove my new truck anywhere, I wasn't going to drive it anywhere until I put a deck system in it. That's what a believer I am in decked. I always thought they were a great deal, but now they're even better because they have redesigned their drawer system and storage cases from the ground up. It's like, I didn't know there was a problem with them. I don't know, they seem great to me. Just an improvement on perfection. The new system, made in the USA, gives you 10 to 30% bigger drawers to fit more gear. It's lockable and secure, right? Weatherproof storage for all your gear. You build it right into your truck bed. You still have a truck bed you can put stuff on. The top deck of the new system has 8 D-ring tie downs integrated into the steel. So you have really burly anchor points to hook stuff down on your bed. So if you got to slam on the brakes or take off real fast, nothing shifts. And like I said, they're D-rings that lay real flat. Like, you can still slide stuff right across the deck. It doesn't catch on the D-rings. The D-rings are built in. The drawer system fits any truck or van on the road in the USA from the last 20-plus years. Decked is a game changer. There's no more like leaving stuff at home that you wish you had with you. The stuff I want in my truck is in my truck, out of the way, and secure. Go to deck.com/meateater to receive free shipping. We've all seen plenty of gadgets and fads come and go, but here's one product that stood the test of time. Seafoam motor treatment. Lots of hunters and anglers know that Seafoam helps engines run better and last longer. It's really simple. When you pour it in your gas tank, Seafoam cleans harmful fuel deposits that cause engine problems. I'm talking common stuff like hard starts, rough engine performance, or lost fuel economy. Seafoam is an easy way to prevent or overcome these problems. Just pour a can in your gas tank and let it clean your fuel system. You probably know someone who has used a can of Seafoam to get their truck or boat going again. People everywhere rely on Seafoam to keep their trucks, boats, and small engines running the way they should the entire season. I, for one, use it on all of my outboard engines up in Alaska every year. Help your engine run better and last longer. Pick up a can of Seafoam today at your local auto parts store or visit SeafoamWorks.com to learn more.
We are up to Cody now. Cody, what percentage of dog owners said their dog is actually their best friend? Are you a dog owner?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Is your dog your best friend?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what percentage of dog owners said their dog is actually their best friend?
87%.
87%. Every dog owner out there basically says their dog is their best friend. All right, is everybody else ready with their paddles? Raise your paddles. We have lower, lower, lower. Everybody says lower. Everybody was right. The correct answer was 47%.
Ooh, not looking good for dogs.
47% of dog owners said their dog is actually their best friend. A 2022 survey found that 69% of people say their dog is their best friend, meaning outdoorsmen are less likely than the average American to consider their dog their best friend.
Because there's a thing you're measuring there. Do you know what I mean? Because they're looking for performance in a specific pursuit.
Keep going.
Well, just the dog has more chances to fail. If the dog's only job is to hang around, if the dog's job is to hang around the house, how can it screw that up?
Interesting point, Steve.
But it's still got to be their best friend.
I know, but you're going to take it out. It's going to piss you off. You're going to not like it anymore.
Maybe the bond is stronger.
Dog is just home.
Okay,
maybe he's not going to piss anybody off.
Maybe the bond is stronger with outdoors. Apparently not, though. The survey shows
I'm just going by it. Now that I know the number, I'm trying to think my way into it.
That same survey found that 72% of Americans say bringing home their dog was one of the best days of their life, and that 42% of Americans say their dog goes to the salon more than they do. Who else is a dog owner in here? Are your dogs your best friends? Would you say, if you had to say yes or no, best friend?
I think the way that that question was worded, like if someone asked me, is your dog your best friend? Mm-hmm. I'd be 100%. And then if they
really
said,
think about it.
Is your dog really your best friend? Uh-huh. I might start to feel bad about it.
It was worded, is it actually your best friend?
Yeah.
Mary, Michael, is your dog your best friend?
Michael. Hands down, yeah, but I think that people don't want to admit they don't have friends. Human friends.
Okay. Michael has found a much deeper level to the game. I think if I owned your dog, Michael, that'd be my best friend as well.
Yeah.
One of the best behaved pups. We're up to Logan. Logan, this is question six. What percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather eat a rare burger instead of a well-done burger? So they were given two choices. Would you rather eat a rare burger or would you rather eat a well-done burger? What percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather eat a rare burger instead of a well-done burger? Which one would you choose?
I was always taught that you need to be safe with burger and it like medium at the least, right? Uh-huh, make sure that anything on the inside's cooked.
We had literally just had an argument about this.
Okay.
Always
this
taught.
Rivalry goes much deeper than I thought. What was
your
the argument?
Your mom and dad sat you down? No, Lord.
Oh, I think I feel like it was
as
one of the kitchen
older,
shows. Like
as
Gordon
you get
Ramsay
older,
told
you're
going to
encounter burgers.
Uh-huh. Claire, Logan, what was the argument you two just had about
you might
burger
be put
dumbness?
In uncomfortable situations where friends are trying to give you raw, rare burgers.
Someone,
I want you to remember.
Just say no.
Someone may have felt that my elk burgers were a little overdone.
Oh, okay.
And
who was it?
It was.
Oh, it was Claire. Okay.
It was me.
Yep.
And your response was what?
They were perfect. They were just how you're supposed to cook them.
So, Logan, what percentage of outdoorsmen said they'd rather eat a rare burger instead of a well-done burger?
I'm going to say 54% would 54%. Rather have a rare burger than the well-done.
54%. Are our other players ready? Raise your paddles. We have Keith saying higher, Steve saying higher, Brad saying lower, Claire saying higher, Mary and Michael and Cody saying lower. The correct answer is 56%.
Ooh.
Well done, Logan. Only 2 points off. So everyone who said higher got that one right. A 2019 YouGov study found that well done is the preferred way to eat burgers. Their survey of 1,200 Americans found that 40% prefer a well done burger, with 20% choosing medium well and 17% choosing medium. They also found that women are about 20% more likely to order a well done burger than men.
Did they do the? Does that have the political demographics like the steak one does?
Yeah, so we talked about that before with steak doneness. It showed that Republicans are more likely to order rare, and Democrats are more likely to order well done than vice versa.
Yeah.
We are on to question 7. This is for Keith, and we will get a scoreboard update after this. Keith, what percentage of anglers said they think they're a better angler than the average angler?
Just another fisherman lying.
Fisherman lying
scenario.
So, what percentage of anglers said they think they're a better angler than the average angler? And the question, to be clear, it said, "Do you think you're a better angler than the average angler?" So, what percentage of them said yes?
You gotta vote with the angler on this one. I'm thinking like 72% think they're better than most anglers.
72% of anglers.
So you asked them, do you identify as an angler?
Yes, it's for anglers only. And then it says, do you think you're a better angler than the average angler? And Keith, what was your answer?
72.
72%. Is everybody else ready? Go ahead and raise your paddles. We have Steve saying lower, Brad saying higher, Claire, Mary, and Michael saying lower, Cody and Logan saying lower as well. The correct answer was 42%. Ooh. So everyone who said lower got that one right. Showed that was a pretty honest group. Only 42% of them thought they were a better angler than the average angler.
Must have been a different group from my question.
That's right.
Yeah, dude. I'm definitely better than the average angler.
Now, a 2018 study asked 3,000 Americans if they think they're smarter than the average American. They found that 65% of people think they're smarter than average, with men more likely than women to have that belief. The researchers concluded that, quote, "The tendency to overrate one's abilities may be a staple feature of human psychology." That's right. So 65% of people think they're smarter than the average person.
They should come out and play Meat Eater Trivia. Humble them real quick.
Phil, give us a scoreboard update. We have one question left, which will be for Steve, and then we get to the bonus round.
Sure thing. Cody has 15 points. Brad, Claire, and Mary all have 20 points apiece. Logan, Keith, and Steve have 30 points. And in first place is Michael. He's got 40 points now.
Michael in first. Steve, here is your chance to pick up some ground. What percentage of hunters said they'd rather have a bull elk tag for Yellowstone National Park instead of $10,000? So they were given the choice for those two things. Said you can either have a bull elk tag for Yellowstone or $10,000. What percentage of those hunters said they'd rather have that bull elk tag?
You don't need these boards, do you?
You don't need not yet.
I'm holding this board the whole damn time.
You will for the next question, so you've been prepared. So, Steve, which one of those would you choose? The bull elk tag for Yellowstone or the $10,000?
I would really want the bull tag, but symbolically, because I just don't like national parks.
Okay.
Because you can't hunt them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there should be like very limited hunting, like the Yellowstone super tag and
sure.
stuff. So for that symbolic victory, I would want to do it, but I'm trying to think what most people would think. Because I don't think most people would pay 10 grand to go elk hunting.
Well, they're not, you're not getting paid that amount. You either choose.
No,
the...
would pay.
Oh, sure.
And when you're essentially doing that,
mm-hmm.
you're taking the option to have 10 grand. You're like yep. basically handing the 10 grand mm-hmm. over. But I'm still going to say 80.
80%.
70.
Now what happened there was Steve said 80. I think we had Michael who go and then Steve immediately lowered it 10%.
Oh, no, I can go with my original.
No, whatever you like. Does anyone else want to try to change Steve's answer?
No, I didn't change it because of that. Just saying it okay. saying it made me think about
okay.
it.
Okay. So Steve is saying 70%. 70%. Is everybody ready? Raise your paddles. We have Brad saying lower, 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 lower. Everybody says lower except for Keith. Keith says higher. The correct answer was 58%. Wow. So everybody except for Keith got that one right.
Does that do me any good on getting points?
No, you got to be within 10.
Oh.
It's not good enough. Elk get poached in Yellowstone more than you'd think. I found 7 cases of elk poaching in park boundaries since 1987. All but one of those cases was solved, with the other 6 ending with fines, restitution fees, and jail time. The biggest fine was given to 2 men from Arkansas and Alabama who filmed themselves calling in bulls in Yellowstone and killing them with their bow. They were each fined $15,000 and sentenced to 18 months in jail.
But here's, I don't listen, man. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I would have you go find out how many of those were within a couple hundred yards of ill-defined borders.
A few of them were, and then other ones you'd be surprised that really? they were like right there? Off a main road in deep okay. in Yellowstone.
Got it. Because that's a, I'm not saying they're, I mean, mm-hmm. they're wrong. Like right. you need to, right? It's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's as wrong as anything.
Yep.
I'm just saying you can be in places where you can lose touch of the
sure.
boundary.
58% would rather have that bull elk tag. Phil, can you give us one more scoreboard update before we do the bonus round?
Yeah, we've got Cody with 20. Keith and Steve have 30. Oh, sorry, I skipped. I'm going out of order here. Sorry, guys. Brad, Claire, and Mary all have 25 points apiece. Logan has 35. Michael's still in first with 45 now.
Now, question 9, our bonus question. There's a lot of opportunity to pick up ground here, so you could go from last place to first place. Real quick, you will need your whiteboards and your markers for this one. Here's how the bonus round works. I asked 600 hunters for them to rank these states in order of who has the best deer hunters to the worst deer hunters. You need to place them. I asked them to rank these from best deer hunters to worst deer hunters. This is a different state. We'll get there. You need to place these in the correct order. For every one of these you get right, you'll receive 5 points. That means the final round is worth 25 points. So you need to rank these states in order of who hunters said have the best deer hunters to the worst deer hunters. Here are your 5 states. Pennsylvania, Texas, Wisconsin, Missouri, Michigan. And I chose these 5 states because these are the 5 states that harvest the most deer in America. So our 600 people surveyed were asked to rank these in order of who has the best deer hunters to who has the worst deer hunters. The 5 states again are Pennsylvania, Texas, Wisconsin, Missouri, and Michigan. For every one of these you get right, you'll get 5 points. 5 states that kill the most deer in America, Pennsylvania, Texas, Wisconsin, Missouri, and Michigan. Steve, how do you feel about your answer? I think you're the first one to be done.
I think I got a lot of them right, man, to be honest with you.
All right.
To be frank.
This was from that same survey of 600 Meat Eater listeners. Is everybody ready? Brad, you good?
Yeah, I just had to erase this
Logan,
half side.
Yep. Cody, we good? Michael, everyone's ready? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Brad saying 1 Wisconsin, 2 Missouri, 3 Pennsylvania, 4 Michigan, 5 Texas. Claire saying Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Texas. Mary saying 1 Wisconsin, 2 Texas, 3 Michigan, 4 Missouri, 5 Pennsylvania.
Anyone outside of Texas is going to put Texas as 5.
Yep. Michael
and when you survey anybody.
Michael saying Wisconsin 1, Missouri 2, Pennsylvania 3, Michigan 4, Texas 5. Cody saying 1 Wisconsin, 2 Pennsylvania, 3 Texas, 4 Missouri, 5 Michigan.
Ouch.
Logan saying Missouri, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Texas. Keith saying Pennsylvania, Texas, Wisconsin, Michigan, Missouri. Steve, who declared he's going to do well on this, he says Missouri 1, Pennsylvania 2, Wisconsin 3, Michigan 4, Texas 5. Now, Steve, say again what you were saying about Texas.
That anyone you called who's not in Texas is going to put Texas as number 5.
Here are the answers. Number 1, Wisconsin. Number 2, Michigan. Number 3, Pennsylvania. Number 4, Missouri. And number 5, Texas. We're going to give Phil a second to update the leaderboard. Wisconsin was overwhelmingly voted the state with the best deer hunters, while Texas was overwhelmingly voted the state with the worst deer hunters. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Missouri were all in a close race for second. Here are some interesting takeaways. Texas received more last place votes than the other 4 states combined. Wisconsin received 35% of all first place votes, and Pennsylvania was the most polarizing state, with it receiving the second most first place votes and the second most last place votes. Does that check out, Steve?
Well, just goes to show how close that was and everything.
Okay, that's right. That is Steve's takeaway. Phil, give us our final scoreboard update.
Sure.
Who is the winner?
Well, we've got Cody, Keith, and Steve all with 30 points. Mary has 35. Brad and Claire have 40. Logan has 45. And in first place, he's got 60 points.
Wow.
It's Michael.
Wow.
Michael.
Wow.
Demanding a victory for Michael.
Good job, man.
Just a...
A man of the people.
A runaway victory.
Let's get Michael a microphone over here. Mike, how do you know so much about your fellow hunters and anglers?
I don't know. It just kind of went like a bit more logical, I think.
Oh, a bit more logical than the other 7 players.
Yeah, arguably. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, these Michiganders, you know, the mistake across the lake, as we refer to them, from Wisconsin.
Yep.
You know, they think they're good hunters.
I thought you didn't pull people outside of Sears and Kenosha.
That was a red herring. I thought it actually was people in Kenosha. So.
Michael, did you put Wisconsin as 1?
Sure did.
Where'd you put Michigan at?
Number 4.
Okay, number 4. That he wasn't going with logic there. He just wanted to insult the Michiganders in the room with that one.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I kind of went, you know, that was a tough one because I almost to get it done, arguably in Michigan, I feel like would be a lot more difficult to harvest a deer, to be honest, because of the hunter percentage. But then, you know, Pennsylvania people, they really think highly of themselves. And I, like, thought, all right, how many people in Pennsylvania were on this survey? But then I really got worried if it was more people in Texas on the survey, right? Because it's like, to Steve's point, you know, put themselves at number 1.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the Texas people, if you get them anonymously, they'll admit, like, we're probably going to be low on this.
No way. There's no way a Texas person ever really admits like their lower feeders down here.
There is a feeder, you know.
I went high on Missouri because they're killing a lot of stomper bucks in Missouri. So I feel like people are seeing these big bucks out of Missouri, and it's not Texas.
Yeah, and I don't think...
so they're thinking that they must be super good at hunting.
I don't think Missouri gets people worked up about
Wisconsin's putting the most booners on the wall, you know. And
More than Missouri?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The top one state. The number one
Pope
state.
Pope and Young and
yeah. And you're always reading about it with all the people with, you know, magazine subscriptions. So.
Yeah, keep rubbing it in, Michael. There you go. Take your victory lap. Well earned. Now, Michael, what happens next is you get to choose where the $500 donation from Meat Eater goes. So what's it going to be?
Let's do Pheasants Forever.
Pheasants Forever. What do we like about them with your bird dog? Is that because your best friend is sitting about 6 inches away?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
She's staring you down too.
Yeah.
She heard pheasant.
Yeah. No, just think that they do, you know, really a lot of good programs, kind of from coast to coast, and arguably, you know, they cover a lot of the more upland species than just pheasants. You know, I think that they're mislabeled, but
$500 going their way, and now the Logan and Claire rivalry has another chapter in it. Claire won the last game. Logan wins this one. So you guys are all knotted
up. I mean, to reiterate, I don't really like
this. She doesn't like this format of game. You're right. That was established up front. You got that one. To be fair, Steve, I like the golf idea.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do. We're now doing
the
golf
format.
Idea going forward.
I think it's going to revolutionize the game. It's going to take a game that so far is unpopular and shoot its popularity up, man.
That is what's going to happen next time we
bring
this back.
By connecting it to golf?
No. Just shooting for a low score.
Well, because then you're guessing a percentage every time.
Every time you'll get a chance.
Because it's kind of chicken shit to be waving these paddles around. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you're not really getting in there and exposing yourself.
Well, and then I feel like there are a few times where, like, you know, someone's right near the number and, like, gosh, you just want to guess it with them, you know?
Yep.
Going to do it different next time. Thank you for having us at the Haley store.
Thanks for coming down, Spencer. Yeah,
appreciate it, man.
We're going to do this on an annual basis, I think. Come over here and have Steve lose at trivia. And then everyone cheers for Keith. Like a real hearty cheer when it was declared that Keith got second.
I love it, man. I'll take silver any day. Man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, people that would like to see me lose bad should love the paddle game.
There we go. Join us next time for more Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
Hey, I'm excited to share our newest sponsor here on the Meat Eater Podcast, which is Poncho Outdoors. The reason I'm excited is I buy their shirts anyways. Dude, they make some good shirts. And they even have an option where if you're like a skinny dude, you can click like the skinny dude thing. It's great. Based in Austin, Texas, Poncho is committed to crafting the world's best outdoor shirts for men. Poncho is only sold on their own website. So head over to ponchooutdoors.com, use code MEATEATER for a free hat or t-shirt with any purchase of a shirt. Poncho offers free shipping and returns, so you can try them out risk-free. Hey, if you follow wildlife news at all, you're probably aware that the island of Maui has an incredible abundance of axis deer, so much so that they're causing ecological damage. Well, Maui Nui venison is thinning out some of those axis deer herds and delivering venison sticks and fresh cuts to your door. Visit MauiNuiVenison.com. That's MauiNuiVenison.com. Use promo code MeatEater for 20% off your order.